Orioles and Rangers begin a three-game series tonight in Arlington. Remember, Baltimore baseball tonight. This evening, yours truly and Ryan Ripken getting you ready for baseball and joining us now. I used to play for the Orioles from 92 to 94, played with the Rangers. Now part of Bally Sports Southwest broadcast covering Texas Rangers baseball. It's Mark McLemore. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. I guess a funny thing happened on the way to being sellers for the Rangers here. Now they're five out in the West. 7.5 in the wild card. These next 11 days are going to be really interesting, I think, for the Rangers.
Yeah, I think they are. You know, with the way they played in Houston, that was a very crucial situation or a series last weekend, and they played well. Took 2 out of 3, and that's exactly what they needed to do. Obviously, sweeping them would have been better, but at least they didn't get swept, and they won the series. So, yes, I tell you what, Chris Young and Bruce Bochy, they've got some decisions to make here over the next 11 days.
Could you see it coming last year? You know, because this doesn't feel that different from a year ago, except that they obviously didn't have that World Series experience under their belt, and they were mashing the ball in a way they haven't this year, but they've also had a lot of key guys, you know, who frankly haven't been able to play as much baseball as they'd like. Did you sense it was coming last year, and do you think they have another push like that in them?
I think they do, but obviously they're going to need, you know, their guys back. Josh Young has been out all season with a broken wrist. That is a huge hole in the lineup, but look, I can't take anything away from Josh Smith and what mm-hmm. he's been doing in his absence. He's played extremely well. As a matter of fact, he had 2 home runs in a ballgame last Sunday to help beat the Astros and win that series. But Josh Young is Josh Young. He's a very good ball player, so replacing him is very difficult. They're going to need him back in the lineup, hopefully sometime soon. Marcus Semien hasn't really had the year that he's used to. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to come around, and the same thing with Adolis Garcia. I think those guys, they're going to have a better second half in order for this team to win the division and get to postseason.
We're talking to Mark McLemore. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Mark, the Evan Carter was so huge for the Rangers in the playoffs last year. Got some key hits in the Orioles series, got key hits throughout the playoffs. Like, he started slow and then he got hurt. How important will his return be?
I think it's very important, but, you know, not sure when that's going to happen. They're trying to go very slow and make sure that when he gets back, he's 100%. But, yeah, he was a key factor last year for sure. His bat's been missing in the lineup. But Wyatt Langford has stepped up and stepped in, and he's done a fabulous job. He got off to a slow start, and then he went on the IL with a hamstring strain. And since he's been back, I'll tell you what, he's been on fire. This kid is living up to the billing that they gave him. So hopefully he can continue that the second half as we go through the league for the second time. That's going to be the important mm-hmm. thing, and that's usually the important thing for young players. When you go through the league the first time, you may have some success, but you have to make those adjustments the next time around because you better believe they're not going to let you keep punching you right in the jaw.
Mark, one of the reasons we foolishly thought the Orioles would win that playoff series last year is because we weren't sure about the Rangers' pen, and it was an issue for most of the year, and then it became a real strength in the postseason, and now it feels iffy again. Is that an area that they're going to have to address if they do want to come anywhere close to what they did a year ago between now and the deadline?
I think CY is always looking to improve the team any way, shape, or form that he can. That's his number one goal. How do I make this team better today? How do I make it better tomorrow and the future? So he's got all those things to weigh on. But for me, the bullpen has been, you know, not as consistent as they would have liked mm-hmm. to have been. But when you get David Robertson in there and Kirby Yates at the back end and you've got that lead or the game is close, it's pretty much locked down right there. So guys are coming back from injury. Josh Boers is back. He's going to be a big arm out of that bullpen. Hernandez has been throwing well. So we've got some pretty good arms in there, and they're starting to be more consistent. So I think that's really the big thing. And then as far as the starting rotation goes, I think those guys go out there and they get it done yeah. pretty much every time out. So for me, watching these guys all year, it's really been the offense that hasn't been the consistent piece. The bullpen's been fairly consistent. The starting rotation has been really consistent. So now that offense just has to catch up with those other two aspects.
Mark, if they do decide to sell, if they start slowly here in the second half, how much? I know there's like, what, seven free agents in the pitching staff? Like, how much do you think goes if they do become sellers?
Man, I'll tell you what, that's a very tough question. That is a very tough question. But put it on my GM hat, man. I think they would be foolish to let guys just walk. I think if if CY feels they have a very good chance to win the division, and I think where we're sitting at today, five games back, they absolutely have a legitimate shot at winning the division. They've been as far back as 10 games, and now, or as far as back to June 18th, they were 10 games back. Now they're five games back. They play both of the teams ahead of them, so they've got time, they've got opportunity. They just have to get it done. So as far as, you know, the seven free agents, man, when that window of opportunity is open, you got to go through it as many times as possible. Obviously, they won the World Series last year. And if there's a chance that NCY feels that there's a chance for them to do it again, I don't think he's going to sell. I think he's going to keep it, keep his hand, and maybe even add to the team if he possibly can.
So you see a lot of AL West baseball, Mark. And I know the standings say what the standings say, but I also know the Astros have won 20 of their last 30 games, and they obviously have a pedigree. Are the Houston Astros the team to beat in the AL West?
No, the Rangers are the team to beat in Major League Baseball. They're the reigning champs. So until that changes, until there's another one and it's not the Rangers, they're the team to beat. I know the Astros have been playing well. I expected them to. I didn't expect them to stay where they were the first month into the season or even the second month into the season. I did not expect them to be a last place team, because they're not. They are going to be there in the end. I think Seattle's going to fall back. I think it will come down to the Rangers and the Astros, quite frankly. And I think the Rangers have the ability to beat the Astros wherever they play, either here or at home, as long as everybody's healthy. That's going to be the key thing. Can everybody get healthy and then stay healthy for this second half push?
Mark, simply with Seattle, from your perspective, they just can't hit. Is this a roster that was not properly put together, but the pitching kept them in it for a while?
The pitching definitely kept them in it. And, I mean, they're hitting .217 as a team.
Yeah,
that's hard. It's hard to win. I mean, they've got great pitching. Those young pitchers have taken a step forward in their maturation process, and you can see it. But the hitting is the problem. They've got guys there that can hit. They're just not hitting the way that they want to. So I just don't think it's their time yet. I still think Houston's got a lot of experience, a lot of gas, a lot of good players, and they keep replenishing them. And the Rangers are the same way. The Rangers just have to stay healthy. But I think Seattle's going to fall back.
Before we let you go, Mark, you guys did obviously get a chance to see the Orioles pretty recently when the Rangers came here. Do you feel like this Orioles team is more fortified and ready to do a little more damage this postseason than they did, obviously, last year?
I'll tell you what, they were scary last year. Like you said at the beginning of the call, you thought there was no way the Orioles would lose. I knew it was going. I thought it was going to be tough, but the Rangers, what the Rangers were able to do in that playoff run was unprecedented. So I don't think anybody saw that coming, to be quite frank about it. But yes, so this Orioles ball club, they are even better than they were last year, because now they've got another year's experience. So they've been there, they've seen it, they know what to expect, and these guys are hungry. For me, I can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be an exciting series, and I just want to see how far they've come. I didn't cover the Orioles series when the Rangers were just there, so to be able to watch these guys up close this weekend, it's going to be fun.
Mark McLemore, this was great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You got it, fellas.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, coming up next, Terps, men's basketball, they are practicing already, and John Rothstein covers college basketball for CBS. He was just there practice tweeting away about this guy looks good, that guy looks good, got us all fired up. John Rothstein is going to join us next here on The Fan.